pastor is Pastor Nathan Peeler from the Spring Warrior Church across East on Lewison Upward.
Oh Lord, we are thankful for all that you have blessed us with and given us. We are mindful of, for our country this evening, as tomorrow is an election. We ask, O Lord, that we elect the proper individuals who will work hard for those that they are supposed to represent, and that we elect godly men and women. Lord, we praise you that you are God of the universe and you are not up for election, but you reign and govern in the affairs of man. We ask that we live our lives in devotion to you, and that we treat one another with respect and kindness, regardless of our political divisions. Help us to praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone here this evening. We will go on to item number 3, approval of the amended agenda. And I've been asked to move 14A to be 4A, and that is the board to consider approval of draft resolution naming the bridge here at Rocky Creek the Norman H. Holt Bridge. Also, I would like to add, I would like to replace 14A with the board to discuss the West Nile and mosquito control. Are there any other additions or changes or deletions to the agenda this evening? If not, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve the amended agenda.
Second. Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Bids and public hearings, number 4. The board to receive bids for the rehabilitation of 2 homes for the SHIP program and the replacement of 3 homes in the CDBG program set for this date at 6 p.m. or as soon thereafter as possible.
Okay, on your desk, I gave you a list of the bids to receive. We got one for certified roofing and construction and rehab, one for Florida Homes, and Alachua, Florida, Jerry Walters Construction and Roofing.
Madam Chair, while the clerk is up in the note, I'm watching her carefully. Who's our bid committee? Somebody could answer that and get that done.
It should be Jay Mosley, Jamie Boothby, and myself.
Good committee.
Okay. Just for the public, once we open these this evening, then these bids will go before this committee, and the committee will check over them and make sure that everything is there that we need, and then they'll come back, usually at the next scheduled board meeting, with a recommendation.
Okay, the first one is certified roofing from Newberry. And on the Carter, Darwin and Mary Carter project.
Is that one still viable? I thought they withdrew.
It went on.
We still need it open?
They withdrew.
just the one that someone was wrong?
Yes, ma'am.
Just close it up and keep it.
35.
I think that's
right. Okay. Car.
So that one's been wrong on the car.
Did certified bid on anybody yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that the only one you said, Jane?
Darwin Carter was the only one.
Okay. Okay, Gilbert Hartsfield. That total bid is $85,500. There's some alternate bids there. Do you want me to recite the alternates, or is that something? No.
Just
the total bid. Okay. $85,500. Richard McDonald. Total bid is
$99,600.
And I think it's all these demolition and reconstruction.
Yes, I have.
Linda Ingram. That total bid is $15,750. Libby Griffin is bid is Linda Ingram. That total bid is $17,747.
I'm sorry, who was that?
$17,747. Linda Ingram.
Okay.
Okay.
The next one is Lily Griffin. Total bid is $29,437. Next one is Hartsfield, Edward Hartsfield. And that total is $86,917.
$917.
Next one is Richard McDonald. That total bid is $95,879. Your next one is Jerry Walters Construction. $84,879. next one is Lily Griffin. That bid is $29,500. The next one is Linda Ingram, and it's $16,550. The next one is Richard McDonald, and that total bid is $101,895.
Okay, so this will be brought back, I'm assuming, the next board meeting. Okay, next public awards and recognition. There are none. And we'll go to consent items 5 through 14.
4A.
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 So sorry. Okay. Is there a motion to read this? It's the, what it is the board to consider approval of draft resolution naming the bridge at Rocky Creek, the Norman H. Holt Bridge. Is there a motion to read this resolution in its entirety?
Motion.
Second.
Ask Mr. Bishop to read the entire resolution.
We have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Demps. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Bishop.
Yes, ma'am. A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida, naming the bridge at Rocky Creek the Norman H. Holt Bridge in honor of Norman H. Holt. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida, have been informed that citizens of the county want to honor the memory of a World War II hero, Norman H. Holt. And whereas Mr. Holt's date of induction was March 11, 1943, and his date of separation was November 28, 1945. And whereas Mr. Holt was in the 27th Armored Infantry Battalion, 9th Armored Division of the United States Army, was a private first class and a rifleman 734. He sustained a shrapnel injury while in combat and was a prisoner of war from December 22, 1944 to April 17, 1945 in Germany. And whereas Mr. Holt was awarded the European African Middle Eastern Campaign Medal, the American Campaign Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, and a Purple Heart, and whereas the Board of County Commissioners has determined that it is fit and proper to honor Mr. Norman H. Holt, therefore be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida, that the Rocky Creek Bridge in Taylor County shall now be named the Norman H. Holt Bridge. Passed and adopted in regular session in Perry, Taylor County, Florida, this 5th day of November, 2018. If you pass it.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop.
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of the resolution.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Demps. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Yes.
It's a great honor for me to be able to bring to the board's attention this honor from my neighbor. I knew Mr. Norman quite well, know all his folks. And it's a shame I have to see some of them there with neighbors at the county commission meeting, but welcome. And if any of you would like to say anything, we've already had the public hearing. Nobody spoke against Mr. Norman. He's well loved by all. But if Madam Chair will let you, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
You may want to say anything.
I do not appreciate all y'all for doing my double done for our father.
Thank you. Pass the word on to Mr. Norman Taylor. I talked to him. He said he's kind of ailing a little bit. He might not be able to come, but he knows about it. Now, what I've asked Brother Wallace Holmes to do and the family is to give me 3 or 4 dates for a dedication, 15 minutes or so, out at the bridge. We've got the signs quartered, 2 signs. And we'll have those erected. We'll put a garbage bag on until we have the dedication. And then it'll be short, a little short agenda. And give us some dates. Brother Wallace, you and I discussed maybe in December, we're getting freezing over.
Yes, sir.
So Wanda's working with me. She's doing all the work. Got to give her a and we're putting together a short program, and while we're doing that, I know two people I want to ask to say a few words. They're very interested in veterans affairs, and one is our very own chairman, Commissioner Fagel, who's done this twice, and her heart is with veterans. So, will you accept this honor?
I'd be very honored.
If you'll keep it to 3 minutes.
Oh.
And I thought, unless you all have objections, our just-retired veteran service officer, he's local. Now, if you want me to, I'll try to see if I can get Trump down here. But I thought we need to keep it local and simple, and I've been looking to more people that have done more for veterans than Pam Fingal and Joe Cotton. But Wallace is going to say a prayer and lead us in the pledge. You'll have an opportunity to speak. The one that promised me some sort of beverage, might be a bottle of water. But Wallace, give me some dates. And we're going to schedule it.
Also, may I make a suggestion that we ask retired Navy officer Morris Steen to be a part of it?
Sure. We could ask Morris, and he's always good for 15, 20 minutes.
We'll leave the 3 minutes.
I didn't leave anybody out. Anybody else you can think of, family, let me know. But we got this thing moving. And again, I want to appreciate this board for supporting a good man who served his country well. And not only was he an outstanding neighbor, but I never heard anything bad about Mr. Norman. He liked watermelons. And I think I told you the story. We put a gate back there so he wouldn't have to crawl over the fence to get him a watermelon. But appreciate you all coming. And it's my honor to be able to do this for one of our very deserving citizens, one of my constituents. Thank you. Y'all stay as long as you will.
Okay, I want to say a couple of things. First, you really caught me by surprise, but thank you. It would be an honor for me to...
Well, maybe Mr. Collins might be out of town, you know. 3 speakers, it'll be all right, as long as I hold it to 3 minutes.
But I want to tell you that it's times like this when we enjoy sitting up here and being a county commissioner, when we can do something like this, it's so special to honor a veteran in any way that we can, and to name a bridge after a veteran to me is just so special. And I appreciate his service, and I appreciate y'all being here, and we'll see you soon, I hope.
Okay. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And we've done what we can do with this. Y'all stay with us as long as you keep your eyes up.
Okay, next, we'll go to our consent items, 5 through 14. Does anybody have a question about any of the consent items?
Madam Chair, I would ask that we pull number 7 off the consent agenda for some comments by me, explanation. And then we can take the building. If that's okay.
That's fine.
I move we approve all the other consent items.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Vince. Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, item number 7.
Item number seven. The board to consider payment of invoices, 2 of them, for transportation equalization costs to Dixon County for our fiscal year 15-16. That's been a long time ago. That's $44,000 invoice. And fiscal year 16-17, that's another $44,000 a year. And this is presented by Danielle Welch, our finance person. Now, all of you commissioners, I'm sure, know this, but for the public, when this interlocal agreement that created also solid waste landfill was created, Taylor County, as part of that interlocal agreement that's been in operation for more than 20 years, Taylor County will pay each year Dixon County $44,000. Jefferson County pays Dixon County a lesser amount because they don't they don't have as much garbage going to the landfill as we have. And the reason the commissioner then, I think it was Commissioner Ryle, I believe, was on the board then when this was created. And the reason was, it's a greater distance for Dixon County, Cross City, to haul garbage to Osceola than it is to Taylor County. So we had to have enough garbage until that board wisely incentivized Dixon County to get them to join the four-county group to form the landfill. Now, why Dixon County waited 2 years to send the invoice? The invoice is paid by the landfill. As soon as the landfill gets the invoice from Dixon County, they forward it to the clerk's office. And, you know, these two invoices came in the same time. I talked to Mr. McHugh. How long have you had these invoices? Just got them yesterday. Sent them to the clerk's office. So I don't know, maybe they got plenty of money in Dixon County and they didn't need that money, $44,000. But this is money that supposedly has been budgeted. And if it hasn't been budgeted, it should have been, because it's been $44,000, I know, each year for 14 years I've been here. So I just want to explain that. That it's not the landfill's fault that you get an invoice that was due back in 2014-15. It's Dixon County's fault. As soon as the landfill got the invoice in Dixon County, they immediately did what they normally do. And when Miss Annie Mae's folks sends the landfill the check, the landfill then will cut a check to Dixon County. It's the way the things are set up is Dixon County looks for their money from the landfill, not directly from Taylor County. Mr. Bishop.
The only really good thing about this is that there was no CPI or inflation kicker on this one.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you start
thinking, I'm glad it's fixed.
It's fixed. Yeah. Right.
Now, you know, I'm getting more into detail than probably I need to get down in the weeds here. Taylor County has the right to assess a surcharge on every ton of garbage that comes from Taylor County into that landfill. And that's $7 a ton. That $7 is used to pay this $44,000 and to maintain the old landfill. So it's that $7, I don't know what we'd do if we had to give that up. But we'd be at the same end, we'd be hurting a little more than we already are. Ollie wants to say something, Madam Chair. He can't come up and script.
Well, while he's coming up here, does this $7 a ton cover the 44?
It covers that, and it covers part of Mr. Dudley's salary because he's in charge of maintenance. Gary, you might know what else it might cover.
Basically, the landfill's closed down now, so basically that's done. Coach Kenneth, and the money's basically just sitting there.
Yeah.
And it covers mowing and fertilizing.
Yeah, we mow and fertilize. We don't have to monitor the old wells out there anymore. But you never can tell when the well's going bad, so we've got a little reserve out there.
Mr. Powell.
I'm Alderman House Checker. I saw this on the agenda, and I keep going back. I went to Tallahassee when Lenny Ryan and Gary Scarborough got $250,000 to plan the landfill, okay? And what was supposed to happen, Dixon County was going to pay that fee for 3 years. It was going to go away, so they had them get their equipment to go. And the people are involved. I don't know whether the minute show that it doesn't matter now because it's just down the road. That's what happened. They shouldn't be paying it now. But anyway, I know for a fact it was at some time certain that the dude just had them get set up. But anyway, what that's worth.
Okay. Now, this commission, you know, the interlocal agreement says any county can assess a surcharge. We chose to do that. Pay this $44,000 and to maintain that on landfill. Madison County didn't have to do it or ask to because they're the host county. Jefferson pays theirs, but they didn't assess a special assessment. And Dixie, of course, they're not going to assess themselves to pay themselves. So, I mean, you know, Taylor County. I'll check on that 3 meters, darling, but I think...
I think it's 3 minutes. Yeah, time served the folks go away. There's somewhere in the minutes, I don't know where, but I know that I paid through the landfill so we had to get it set up.
Well, this board can make that $7 go away. But then we're going to have to increase your taxes.
I don't know if the county worried with that.
So let's not worry about the county worried tonight.
And if you'll notice, this is paid for 16-17. 17-18 is already over with. We've got another one that's coming.
Gary's got some money hidden in an old shoe somewhere out there. We can pay it.
We can dig it up.
There you go. I just want to stay on that for the information.
Thank you for that.
Now, I move to approve number 7 on the consent agenda.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you for allowing me to talk about the 2 months.
Okay. Now, did you say that actually 14 is not... It's not part of the consent.
It was 14A.
Say again?
14A, which is now 4A.
Yes.
We're good.
Put the speed control on 14A.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, 14A, the board to consent, 14A is?
West Nile.
Yeah, I wanted to discuss the West Nile and mosquito control. I don't know if you all got the same message that I got today, but there is a confirmed case of West Nile illness in Taylor County. And so I just want to make sure, Mr. Leahy, that tell me about what is our mosquito control folks doing now? Are we still actively spraying?
Here, Mike, just on the left here.
Yes, we got a notification from the health department. We're still
spraying. Would you come forward?
I hadn't heard about the case in Taylor. I knew they had a case in Leon.
Yeah, there's one in Taylor County. It came from the health department. If you go back and check your emails, maybe...
I think I skipped that one.
Yeah, you
hit the wrong button and it said delete.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we are... adequately spraying, actively spraying. So bring us up to date of what you're doing.
The health department flagged us on it. They wasn't sure, so they sent us out. And it was raining that night, so we just sat on hold until it quit raining and sprayed the area that they asked for.
Is this a person with West Nile or a horse?
A human.
A human? Mm-hmm. What area of the county?
It's over Jefferson in that area. It's in the city.
Oh, in the city?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no horse in the city.
Okay, so what is the spray schedule? Is it stepped up right now?
It has. What they'll do, we're mandated we can only spray every 3 days by state. So we're waiting for the health department. They'll probably flag it tomorrow and tell us, you know, what areas to hit on. The only calls we're getting right now is the beach areas and everything. Everything else is pretty much on slowed down.
So, do we have plenty of spray?
I just got 2 totes in 2 weeks ago.
And how long do you plan to continue doing this?
As long as we get the calls, and then the health department kind of leads us in what direction, what they want to do it right now.
Okay, so I would recommend to the citizens, if you have a lot of mosquitoes at your home, to call mosquito control, look under county in the phone book, and then go down to mosquito control. Give them a call, and if you don't get an answer, I think they have an answering machine. And if you have any problems, if somebody doesn't get back with you, let us know. And I'm sure that it's going to be taken care of, and we want to knock this out just as soon as we can, protect our people.
And when we got the notification, like I said, I heard this morning it was in Leon, too, so they had one case confirmed it there, too.
I appreciate you staying on top of that here.
I think, Madam Chair, I think it's important that everyone knows when you put out notice to call that they don't spray unless they do get a call and complain.
That's what
they don't spray the whole county unless there is an active issue.
Yeah, so just again, if you have any problems, you call in and... if you can't talk to somebody, leave a message with your name and your address, and they should get out fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm talking.
Thank you. Public requests, there are none. Hospital items, there are none. Advisory committee reports, there are none. Constitutional officers, other governmental units, number 15. The clerk and the tax collector to appear to discuss with the board annual vote round stickers.
Madam Chair, our tax collector has not made it yet, has he? Mark, are you here?
No, he's
tied up with a soccer game, could we pull that one down near the end?
We sure can.
Time to get here?
No, let me forget it.
All right, we won't.
Okay, county staff items, number 16. The board to consider approval of amendment to the Department of Environmental Protection, DEP, Coastal Partnership sub-grant agreement for the Steinhatchee Boat Ramp Docking Area Improvement Project as agended by the grants coordinator. And this is goes from December the 31st of 2018 to September the 30th of 2019. Everybody read this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Demps. Any further discussion?
I have a couple questions. I know this was probably before your time. This has been going on for a couple of years now because we've been waiting on the Corps of Engineers permitting.
This project, we got sidelined. They were backlogged getting our permit to us. So they decided that they would give us an extension so we would have time to do the bidding process.
You don't know how this was initiated, do you, as far as the county making the application?
We actually applied for a second phase.
Second phase?
Yes, this okay. is the second phase.
Oh, right. That's all.
Yes, the finger box.
I think we've had a motion and a second.
Yes.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number 17, the board to consider approval of addendum to contract for State Housing Initiative Partnership, which is SHIP program. Administrative Services with Government Services Group, Inc., GSG, to extend contract for a period of 1 year as agended by the grants coordinator. Is there a motion to approve the addendum to the contract?
I move.
Second. Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Demp, second by Commissioner Spradley.
Discussion.
Oh, yeah?
I cannot vote yes on this item. And I explained why I would vote no.
Go ahead to
Mr. Leckie and LaWanda. And that's understood my position. I've said nothing. I've not done a vote for it.
Okay.
Okay. And if anybody wants to know, I'll tell you privately.
Okay, I forget. Did we get a motion?
We got a motion and a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you.
Still a little bit.
Item 18. The board to consider approval of Department of Environmental Protection, DEP, consent order as agended by Gary Wombolt, Environmental Services Director. I'd like to say something about this. It said that the DEP said that a necessary permit was not obtained to operate the air incinerator located at the Environmental Services Department. It has since been obtained, and this consent order requires a payment of $1,300 for penalties, costs, and expenses. I'd like to know how did this happen and who's responsible.
Gary's here speaking.
Say again?
Gary's here speaking.
Yes. How did this happen?
This started when we got the incinerator. Jack hired a consulting firm to do the permitting. Nobody in the county knew exactly how to do this. It was like, they said the folder had probably 100 pages in it, and it was just really in depth. So they hired a consulting firm, and somewhere, I don't know, I think Jack left while they were doing it. It took several months, I would guess 8 months, 10 months to get this done. And when he got it,
Jack was already gone, Dustin was here, and the permit we got, they said was a 5-year permit, and it was, but what it was a construction permit. There's two permits and nobody knew that there was. There was a construction and an operation permit. And we run the assumption that it was good through June 12, 2019. But when they came in, they said that the permit, we had to have an operational permit, and that's what this is about. Nobody had a clue that it was such a item.
So the people that wrote it erred then? Is that what you're trying to say?
Basically, or they did notify Dustin, and he maybe didn't understand what was going on. I wasn't involved in the permitting or nothing like that, so all I'm working off is secondhand information, but there was two permits involved. One was construction, and it was good for 5 years. That's true. But the operational permit, when you got an operation, what they told me, you had to have it in 6 months after you got up and running. And I remember that one. Is that pretty close?
Yes.
I remember one time when we were talking about getting contractors to bring their stuff out there. There was some question at that time about permitting, and Dustin said he was working in that direction. I remember Dustin saying there was another permit he was working on, but it must have not. That must have been about the time he left.
I don't know. I don't know. He never mentioned to me or anything.
It was brought up. We were talking about, you know, letting contractors get their trees out there and green stuff. And remember Dustin saying here in this meeting that there's another permit we had to have, but dropped the ball some kind of way. He left about that time or something. I don't know where it went. But I remember that conversation here, you know.
And the permit, the operational permit, we did it in-house. It was fairly simple. I think we did it in one day. And they had a test we had to do for emissions, and that was the easy fix. As far as just nobody had a clue in the county.
You're good to get it now.
Yeah, we're rock wide open.
Yeah, I just think we have to be more diligent. This is $1,300 of taxpayer money that the taxpayers should not be having to pay. So I don't feel like I can vote for this tonight and charge our taxpayers for something that is not their fault. But with our budget the way it is and money as tight as it is, we've got to be very diligent that these kind of things don't happen. $1,300 doesn't seem like a lot, but working through a budget the way we did this year, $1,300 is a lot of money.
Madam Chair, can I interrupt you? I don't want to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
When I read this here, I'm 78 years old. I think I learned how to read in about third grade, so let's just say I've been reading for 70 years. I've seen you wrote all this history facts and issues. I'll commend you on the great vocabulary you have. You used the word staff misassociated. Could you give us a synonym for misassociated? What do you do when you misassociate something?
Well, I guess basically not knowing. I mean, my situation, I wasn't involved in the permitting whatsoever, and everybody that was is not here anymore. So, I don't know how.
Whole second paragraph, staff misassociated, whatever that means. The 5-year time frame for the construction permit was a time frame. That's a red flag to me that says somebody missed the deadline. And what I hoped here was that you or whomever was responsible would have man up to it and tell the board we made an honest mistake. That's all of us do. Forgive us, and we got to move on. And is there an appeal for this thing?
I don't know.
There's an appeal. If you do not approve this consent order, then we'll have to communicate with them that it wasn't approved, and I guess it would be maybe it's not a question whether we go into an appeal.
Well, it's probably under Chapter 120, and I don't know whether you've got time to do that or not. I was listening to what Gary said, and sounded to me like maybe DEP didn't let us know that we didn't have the right permit. and they should have let us know that. Am I listening to that correctly?
You're pretty close.
Yeah. Dadgummit, I don't know that we're at fault. If we apply for a permit, if our application for a permit was the correct permit that we applied for, and they send us a construction permit, then who's the one that goofed it up?
Yeah, that's my question.
You know?
Well, you had 180 days. Correct me if I'm wrong here. You had 180 days after the original construction permit was granted to apply for the other permits you needed. And I agree with you, Mr. Bishop. It seems like they would have sent us a friendly letter and said, it's time that you get this permit done.
I got another question, too.
Yeah.
When you get a permit, do you have a fee to pay for the permit? How much is that?
This in here, I don't even know exactly. Did they give this to us free on this? I never did.
We didn't pay anything.
Okay, they gave this
darn it. I was hoping we paid a little bit. I could just write a letter and say, you know, we paid for the permit. Leave us alone. You know?
As far as I know, I haven't seen anything.
You don't, but the problem is you don't want to get into the situation where you get fined on and on and on and on. Because there's got to be something where they say, okay, you pay this $1,300 and you're done. Whereas if you don't do that, then they keep fining you. You know, Lord knows what it would be as a practical matter. But if y'all want me to get with Gary, and we can call up there and say, look, we ain't got no money.
Yeah.
You know? And do some begging, scrape, and so forth, Gary.
Right.
If Gary, you ready to go on with that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'd like to, you know, question them and just see, you know, why they didn't notify us that it was wrong and when did they catch it. And there's maybe nothing that we can do about it, but I don't feel like that our taxes should have to pay that.
Well, again, I agree with you there, but we don't want to get into something where we have to pay a whole lot more.
And I don't want to open a can of worms, but you know, we had Hurricane Irma, and we had a situation where we sought permission to burn our debris at the incinerator and burn it also at the landfill, the old landfill. And we had to supply permit numbers then to FEMA before they would approve it, you know, to approve the reimbursement. So, you know, and all the times I talked to DEP, and of course I only communicated with them under emergency management, never did was there any indication that, hey, wait a minute, you don't even have a permit to burn. So it's falling through the cracks on their end as well, I believe.
Well, we were all under the assumption that we were running, you know, with the right permit. It was a shock to us when we found out. I mean, I thought we were good. And basically, all the information we had, we were, you know, 5 year, and then they come up with the operational permit and did not include it.
Well, again, I think there's a deadline. Isn't the deadline like tomorrow or day after tomorrow on the...
In 15 days, talk to Katrina Hill.
But anyway, my suggestion would be that the attorney try to negotiate it as well.
Yeah. And is there any, we don't have any checks and balances of stuff like this, Mr. Lakey?
What do you mean by checks and
just
balances?
Just that, you know, when there's something that's important like this, that somebody takes a second look at it or it goes through somebody else? Or
we weren't aware of it. It had gone through Dustin and it was communicated to us until DEP communicated to us.
It was done in 2014. Now that's 4 years ago.
4 years ago, we've been alive.
Okay. Do we need a motion, Mr. Bishop, to for you to make that call, or can we just do it by consent?
Why don't you make a motion that I call Jerry Woosley at the time?
He's the guy we dealt with.
Yeah. One of the things. But you got to understand that if you don't, they can enforce the terms of this by Section 120, like I said, of the Florida statutes. But if y'all tell me to call them, I'll beg and plead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, somebody want to make that motion?
Second.
I would suggest that you put this on the agenda for the next meeting so we can meet all deadlines. If my phone call or letter is not sufficient. And I may just call and just let you know what I'm doing, Gary, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we
have a workshop Thursday.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, we're down to the general business. There is none. County attorney items, there are none. Unless you come up with something?
I haven't.
Okay. County administrator items, number 19, the county administrator to discuss informational items.
And one item, I am pleased to announce that I picked up a signed deed on the airport property today to be signed by the Development Authority. Yes, good work from Conrad. I want to commend Ray Curtis also for his work. So we now have that property transferred to the county. I cleared that up.
Good.
Good
news.
Good.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
Okay, number 20.
Any money come with it?
No. number 20, comments and concerns from the public for non-agenda items. If you're here this evening and you wish to speak on something that was not on the agenda this evening, you may come forward, state your name and address, and speak for 3 minutes. Anybody? Come on, Ollie.
I just want to remind you all to celebrate Farm City Week 14, which is Wednesday week. We got a good speaker, most of you get aware. The one just sent out more than one commissioner to make a 10. We appreciate the movement program, the movement food. I think you got a workshop that morning. I hope you get out of time.
Just this Thursday?
It's the 14th.
Next week. Oh, the next week?
Yeah, 14th.
At Forest Council?
It'll be at the Council of Squamous and just an ag community doing it together.
You have to be at Squamous?
Yeah.
A noon time meeting?
At noon time.
You're going to pay for our lunch that day.
Anybody else have anything you wish to discuss? Okay, if not, then we're going to go to our... You got something?
Did you do item 14 on the agenda?
Nope. Yes.
First consent. Consent. Yeah, there was something we were going to manage you to do.
Oh, 14 was consent.
Yeah, 14 was consent.
Oh, the new 14A is Commissioner.
The new 14A.
Yes, but we were going to also, we're waiting on Mark Williams.
He hasn't got here, but I can explain.
All right, let's go back and take care of Mark Williams.
Okay. In your packet was the joint request from Clark and the tax collector about permits for boat ramps. And the one of the issues is that if you want to get the permits without paying for them, the dealers that want to sell them, the bond is $2,000. Those people who are selling those permits for you don't get one dime out of that, but they have to pay for that bond. And we have about two or three businesses would like to sell them, but they don't want to pay for the bond. But if a dealer wants to sell them and go over there and say they want 15 permits and pays Mark for the permits, they can sell them. Wilson's Bait Tackle is that one of them, and Maddie's Market and Sea Magic. But we also have two more that would love to sell them, but they don't want that money out of their pocket to be able to sell those permits for you. And if you'll look in there, I gave you some statistics that Mark gave me that the current permits is $20, and by the time you pay the sales tax at $1.31, that gives for $18.69 from each sticker that's sold by these businesses. So what we were recommending that you add a fee to that to give those businesses, if they want to get a bond, pay for their bond. If you see a list, Mark pays for those stickers, you don't get a dime for out of the program money. You get all that except sales tax. And if you look from there, down on the second page, the proceeds from the sale of these stickers since 2014 has been $206,180 to the board.
How much is that again?
That is $206,180. That includes the sales tax. The board has received $192,675.21 for those years. That's after the sales tax is taken off.
Who pays for the stickers with that?
Mark does. You have a total of 10,309 decals that's been sold since 2014, and we figured through September 30th of this year. So all we were recommending that you add a fee so that these people that have to pay these bonds, CHAG and one other one is DHATU, they buy a bond of $2,000 to guarantee that money.
With $25, but if $25.
It would add a fee to them, they could pay for their bond out of that money.
If they pay a $2,000 bond, you could sell 400 stickers. Well, you got $5 for each one.
That's not exorbitant, I don't think at all. Right. I forgot what you said. The bond would cost about $180.
It's a bond premium. It's a bond premium.
And if you add that fee, JR,
you pay an insurance company $180 to issue the bond.
So this is your recommendation in March?
Yes. I thought he'd get here from the soccer game because it's his recommendation. We did a joint recommendation.
Commissioner Moody.
Is there some way we could waive that bond or they wouldn't have to have that bond? There's no way you'd do that?
No, and the reason for it is if they go over there and get 200 of those stickers and something happens to them, that dealer's responsible.
Okay. Yep, and that's where that bond would cover the cost of those 200 stickers?
It would. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm all in favor of adding up to it where they can get their money back.
I agree with you.
I have a question. If they go and buy them to resell them, now do they have to resell them at the same $20 as it is now?
That's what they sell them.
They can't go up on the price and no. Okay. It has to be all the same.
The board has to do that to go up on that fee.
I didn't know once they bought them, if they could do whatever they wanted
now,
to.
Now, if Mark was here, he'd probably talk to you about whether FWC has to approve the increase in fees or not. How do you know?
We've tried something once before and they did.
I can't remember.
They're doing a great job selling the thing, and I'm mighty proud of them.
The county's making a lot to go back into boat grant maintenance, but I'm not sure if, he's not.
They do have to approve it. FWC does have to approve it, I believe. In past discussions when we were talking about increasing the, well, actually, that was the launch fee.
That was the launch
not
fee.
The sticker fee.
No, not the sticker fee,
I just
he's
don't
coming. Know. He's coming.
Although the constituents out there, every one of them voted for you, I can tell.
All right, yeah, perfect. Thank you. I need to vote again.
Well, we were wondering, does the FWC have to approve the increase in these annual permits?
I am not 100% sure on that. I'd find out tomorrow for sure. I know that we use grant money to build these. I know that they won't allow us to have a different price for an out-of-state resident or an out-of-county resident. So I do know that. So I can find out for sure tomorrow, though.
And what is the rationale for doing that?
For going up on the...
For not letting us...
I'm not sure. Some of their... It doesn't make sense to me because they... Is Melody here?
No.
Okay.
You don't hold me.
Okay. They're charging an out-of-state resident a larger hunting license than they are in-state. And when we go to Georgia, it costs us more. So I don't know what the rationale is.
Who can you talk to about that?
We could start... We can probably start locally, huh? Do you have contact? Mr. Wiley still?
I think so. And that's the Florida Voting Improvement.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. And my understanding is the reason they don't like us to increase the fees is because they want it affordable for the public to be able to use these ramps. And they have funded so many of these projects that they feel very strongly, from what I understand, that we keep the fees low enough for the public.
Well, you know, I have had a lot of people to ask me, why can't we charge people from Georgia more than we charge our people? Because, after all, we pay for it with our tax money.
Absolutely.
And I've always, you know, gave them the same answer. It's just that it's not something that we're allowed to do. But I don't know if, you know, if anybody lately has posed that question to them and just see if they would entertain changing that.
There is a process. We just have to go through the process of requesting it.
Well, I know that the ordinance that you adopted says that the fee for the use of boat ramps may be changed by resolution of the Board of County Commissioners. And you did that when you did the $20 annual fee for all ramps, and you added that $75 civil penalty for non-payment of $5 boat ramp.
Which leads me to ask, do we have to have a public hearing or anything? Or just pass a resolution?
We can just pass a resolution to raise it pursuant to that ordinance. That's why we put it in there, so we wouldn't have to go through a lengthy process.
Again.
Sir?
So we don't have to go through that process again?
No, sir. Just a resolution.
Can we do it tonight, or we got to wait for you to draft a resolution?
My suggestion, if you wanted to do it tonight, you could, with an oral resolution, subject to finding out whether you can do it or not.
I'm going to find that out and get it right, and I'll get that from Florida.
It might be better just to wait, you know, and ask our honorable tax collector to find out the answer to that question.
I will find out for sure.
You ready for a motion, Madam Chair?
Yes.
All right, we want to discuss this some more. I'm going to make a motion that we ask our attorney to draft the resolution pending a successful outcome of what Mark finds out from, what is it, DDP?
FWC.
Mm-hmm. FWC. All right. Now, all this is contingent on you getting an answer that they allow this.
Right.
And then if they do allow this, Mr. Bishop can draft the resolution.
To raise it to $25?
Pardon?
To raise it to $25?
Raise it from 20 to 25.
That's what I read.
Of your committee. Mm-hmm. Yes. I agree just about that.
Now, this motion is just for him to write the resolution. And then once the resolution comes back, then we will vote on the resolution as to whether we want to do that or not.
Yes. I guess that's the way we'll have to do it. Mr. Bishop's not a yes.
I think that's a
clean way to do it.
Clean way to do it.
All right.
Okay, because I'll vote for him to put the resolution together, but I'm not going to vote to raise the fee.
Calling it over that.
Second.
Yes, I'm asking. Now, what about the out-of-state resident?
That's what you do.
The same thing. Is that
what I'm going to find that out for sure. I will get that in writing from FWC. Okay. About the out-of-town residents.
Out-of-state.
Or out-of-state, yeah. So we can look at that.
I think I know the answer.
I do, too.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
How do you plan on reimbursing the vendors? In other words, how is that going to work as far as, are they going to keep $5? Or?
Yeah, well, let's just say we did the $25 one. If we do the $25 one, then, of course, $1.64 would go to the DOR. So they're going to get their portion. $3.36 would go to the vendor that sells it.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of entices them to do that. And as you read in your packet, the bond is, you know, expensive for them to have. We do have two that come in and just purchase them straight out, and they sell them for $20. And that's Maddie's Market and Wilson's Vegan Tavern. Yeah.
We'll probably sell more decals if they have them.
I think so. I really do. That number, I mean, from, let's see, since September, or since 2014, we've sold 10,309 decals until September 2018. So that's a bunch of decals just coming from, a lot of those came from my office to begin with, and then they, you know, started with Sea Hag with a bond and Sea Hatchie Bait and Tackle with a bond. So this is a way to get more out there, is what we're looking at, and giving them incentive to sell.
And he also has online purchases.
Yes, yeah, we got them, which are 21 because we have to pay for postage. But, yeah, I mean, that's how it would break out. So the board would receive exactly $20 with it working out that way. Right now, you receive the $18.69, so $1.31 more.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Yes, sir.
Question: are we talking about everybody's going to pay 25, or out of state people going to pay 25, and locals still pay 25?
Everybody pays 25. Is what this
they
is about.
Ain't gonna go. I'm going to tell you right now.
That's definitely. Now, you still put your boat in at $5, where are you, Georgia, or Taylor County, or where, is that right?
If I go to Georgia and want to fish, I got to pay more money. If they want to come out here and fish, they need to pay more money.
Mark, go check that for us, and if we can, I'm all for doing what you suggest. Charge them more.
If you go to Georgia, you sure going to pay more money, and they've been doing that for years and years. Yeah, so we need to cross that bridge.
Yeah, if we can, you know, charge more for out of state, I'm all for that. But I can't vote to charge our people anymore. But anyway, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Tim. Thank you, Martin.
Oh, absolutely.
For Deborah for.
Do you have a number for me? Mm-hmm. You can just email it to me tomorrow. Great. I'm sorry. Go ahead and wait. But let me tell you, sports complex, absolutely full. That is a great thing. I know you're missing your grandchildren's game.
I know. Children's first soccer game.
Yeah.
And my husband coaching.
Coaching, yes.
I've been about 25 years.
There's a pile of children and parents out there. So good job, the Board of County Commissioners, for that part.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I think that takes us down to board informational items. So, Mr. Page, I'll start with you tonight.
It's just great to be here and great to work with this board. We all work well together. As you see here tonight, we need to vote our convictions, and we don't always win, but we don't leave bitter, and that's what counts. Thank staff for all your hard work. And just thank you. We hope you fared well in the storm at your house over in Fort St. Joe. Thinking about you. My lights were on the whole time. But anyway, I don't have any earth-shaking things I need to bring up.
Thank you. Commissioner Dent?
Yeah, I've got them. Someone down near the airport was talking about a lot of noise ordinance. Do we have a noise ordinance in this town? Or any county?
Got one down at
Steenhatchee.
In the river.
In the river?
Steenhatchee River, but no.
Is that airport? Okay. Well, it was reported that there's a lot of trucks around here with the, I suppose that come as all shoot of the mud pole. With no mufflers on them, loud mufflers. But we'll talk about it more. I'll get some more information. First, I need to know whether we had a noise ordinance in the county. And just specifically for Steenhatchee. Okay.
That's it. Okay. Commissioner Spradley?
I don't know much. I think we have another board meeting. The 8th?
No. We have a
workshop.
The workshop.
But I just appreciate everyone that's coming. I appreciate all the assistance that staff has given me as I've been county commissioner. I appreciate the cooperation I've received from the board members, and as Commissioner Page said, we don't always agree, but we still leave as friends, and I look forward to continuing working with the board if it's the Lord's will. Let's put it that way. Amen. Thank you.
Commissioner Moody.
It's a pleasure to have a crowd here that's interested in Taylor County enough to come sit here and listen to this. I'm mighty proud of y'all coming, and I'm proud enough to hope God what he deserves. That is a blessing. We got a good board, we all work together, and it makes a good evening. I appreciate it.
Madam Clerk?
No.
Do you have anything?
One thing, we've reset the Brooks case. It's reset like April the 3rd and 4th of 2019, so it's set. I did send him a letter. He hasn't responded to me, so full bore ahead. The second thing that I have is the workshop. I'll be out of town. The one that's got my cell phone number, so if you run into something at the workshop that you need to talk to me, you just call me on my cell phone. I'll have it in my pocket. And don't forget, at workshops, you can't pass anything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, one other thing, the workshop, the main topic will be the Pot 3 Gulf Consortium Restore Act monies. Greg Diamond is the head of the Gulf Consortium. We'll be here to give the presentation.
And that's Thursday.
That's Thursday.
Thursday at 6.
It's 6 or 9? 6.
6.
Okay. So that's Thursday night. We'll be talking about that. Have all the interested land property owners been notified?
We are working on that. They have not at this time. We are going to do that.
I'll have to create a contact list, and don't have one handy. Have been looking for something. So
well, did we talk about this,
Mr.
Lakey, last time? And here we are, 4 days before, and these people haven't been notified.
We'll notify.
Huh?
We will be notified. But you did give us a direction.
That's unacceptable.
You gave a separation issue.
Say again?
You gave a separation.
Well, wasn't it done?
This time slipped up on us.
Huh?
Time slipped up on us.
Do you have a calendar that you work off of?
Yes, I do. We'll make those notifications.
I think we owe it to the property owners.
We do.
That we should have notified them so they can make their plans to be here. This is very, very important to them, and it's very important to us. Will you let me know?
Need to do it, please, by tomorrow. Good.
If these people have enough time to get here now, the ones that, and I know one in particular, have y'all talked to Dr. Hutchison at least?
I have not notified him as of yet. I did get information this afternoon of all the property owners' names, and I wanted to reach out to him as soon as possible to see if he could make it and ask him for some historical knowledge as well.
You can tell I'm very displeased. I'd like to remind everyone that this coming Friday we're having the county-sponsored Veterans Luncheon. And this will be held this year at Rosehead, right over here by the old depot. Normally, we have this county-sponsored luncheon out at the Forest Capitol Hall. But this year, our
the person that she used to be in charge of this, Melanie Cox, she is away on leave. And so it's been moved down here because it's my understanding that they have a lot of other events going on at the Forest Cup Hall. There have been a lot of children there from the schools, so it had to be moved downtown. But we're still having it, and it's for veterans and their families. It's a free luncheon, and we always have a nice attendance. And please, if anybody would like to, we'd love for you to come.
That's this Friday.
Yes. And I want to thank y'all again for being here, and thank you for staying throughout the meeting. A lot of times people get up and leave, so I'm glad you were interested enough to stay. And please come back again. We enjoy having the citizens to come and participate, and we like to make sure that if anybody has anything they want to say, that you have that opportunity to speak at our meetings. So, again, thank you so much. And I thank everybody else for being here. I thank you, Pastor. You've been so faithful to come and lead us in prayer. And I tell you every time, come back again. And I want to say that it's an honor and a privilege for me to sit in this chair. I don't take it lightly. To me, it's a very serious job. And I'm like Commissioner Spradley, if Lord willing, I'll be here right on. And if not, then somebody else will sit here before this me. But you never know. But I do enjoy my job, and it's an honor and a privilege. Anybody else have anything else you want to say before we make a motion to adjourn?
Don't forget the special meeting next week. We did 9 o'clock on 14th.
Yes, that's right. I have that. On Wednesday, the 14th, we will have a special meeting at 9 a.m. And it is for the, I want to say parole, but what is the East Coast Audit Report.
One item on the agenda.
Yes, that's the only thing we're going to be going over, that audit.
9 o'clock
next Wednesday.
That's the one of the dates coming.
I will be there.
I'll
be there.
Okay. That's on Wednesday, right?
It's on Wednesday, 9 o'clock. Yes. Right.
Okay.
Not this Wednesday, but the next.
Same as Farm City Week.
Anybody else have anything you want to say? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Good night, everybody.
LaWanda.
Good job.